I know you guys have a few bullet points left, including pests. But let me get, Victor had called in earlier, did not stay on hold, and he was in Peoria, which that could be any number of different terrains. I mean, you've got your city suburbs, and then you've got all the way out to Lake Pleasant. So you've got quite a wide variety of landscape that this could be. But he wants to know, how do you plant and water trees in rocky areas?
It's a challenge. If you're going to rocky area, it's going to be draining quick. So you're going to have to be on top of it before your trees start to stress out. You know, in our heavy clay soils, which have a high water holding capacity, as we were saying earlier in the program, you can water those, and surprisingly, they'll hold water for weeks. And you don't need to be watering as often as we often think we do. But with the rocky soils, they drain quickly. Water runs right past the root zone and out. So those are some of the hardest ones to manage properly.
That's why it's so important, like John said earlier, with the soil probe or a shovel or whatever. That's the biggest question. How much should I water? Am I watering enough? What's going on? You know, if you're not taking a little time to check your property, because it's different. You could be in one area. There could be hardpan in one yard. Yeah. Where it's solid caliche or whatever, hard pan under there, and in another yard it's draining good. Like you said, rocky could be either it's draining really, really quickly because it goes through the rocks come together and there's all these pore space. It goes through really quickly, or it could be going through quickly but hitting hard pan. And so you have this teacup effect where it's water on the bottom. So you need to check that, you know, really. And if you water and it's draining quickly, you still don't know if it's sitting on the bottom. You need to use a probe or something to see if it's draining. If it's draining quickly and there's no water at the bottom, yeah, you just need to water a lot more. And you need to feed a lot more depending on what you plant because the nutrients get flushed out. Yeah.
They're starving.
Mm-hmm. Next question, 20-year-old ash tree. How many gallons of water per hour during the summer should I be applying?
And it all depends.
Right.
You know, that's our typical answer. And you know what it does depend on? It depends on the soil structure, the soil texture, essentially the saturation depth, and what the water holding capacity of the soil is. As Steve was saying, what would apply to this caller may not apply to their neighbor, might not apply to that neighbor's neighbor, and you can just be a couple blocks away and have a completely different type of soil texture and structure. So you have to really, again, going back to the soil probe, water your tree to what you believe is the full depth of the root zone and allow it to dry out between waterings is the ideal irrigation protocol. I'll say that again. Let the water put the water to the bottom of the lowest root. And then don't water again until that soil profile is pretty dry. So you just have to know what that is. That might be a day for one person. It might be a week for another. It might be 3 or 4 weeks, depending on your soil. So you have to get to know your soil. Use a soil probe. That helps to know how deep that water's gone and how soon you need water again.
That's a $25 tool.
That's right.
That you can use to manage
your entire landscape.
One good tree
sure.
Can be worth thousands.
Right.
And easily.
We have clients who have different soil in their backyard than they do in their front, than in their side yard. Just moving a couple hundred feet away, you can have different soils. And if you're on a slope, some of our clients are on mountainsides, and there's a completely different situation there. Difficult to try to, you know, keep plants growing well. And then trying to dial in an irrigation system and make one station work for 50 or 60 plants. It's tough. You know, you got to get that, take some time and have different dispense rates on your emitter heads and different numbers of emitter heads in the placement. And you can make it work, but it is a challenge.
So the takeaway for today is it depends.
It all depends.
But a soil probe helps a lot.
There you go. You got it.
Yeah. And if you think about it, you know, the surrounding landscape makes a big difference. You know, is there a lot of shade? Is there other trees? How many plants are right around that tree? So it's very dynamic. You know, if there's a lot of trees and shrubs around that tree, they're getting water at each of those different places around that root zone, especially if it's a mature tree.
Yeah. And if your emitters are overlapping,
right.
Neighboring plants have saturation patterns that are actually overlapping one another. That's really good because they're sharing water. They're sharing that same soil space. And that's something to consider, because we've actually shut off the emitters that were dedicated to some of our trees, because they're getting plenty of water now that their roots have gone out into the lawn area or into the root zones of some of the surrounding plants, where they're getting some those flowers and ground covers and shrubs are being watered on a more frequent basis. So we just shut the water off on the trees because they have a dedicated station on the timer, because we just don't need that much water, especially at the risk of getting water up against the root collar of the trees. We like to keep that root collar of the trees dry and sacrosanct, because that can lead to all sorts of fungal issues.
Now, itreeservice.com if you need to schedule with an arborist.